What is going on, Full Heel Podcast? I am your host, Donkeytron, and thank you for joining me for another episode of the Full Heel Podcast. This is episode 63, and today I am joined by my guest, Jesus the Monsoon. That's it.
Yeah. We'll go with that. What's up, man?
What's going on, Jesus? It's been a while, brother.
It's been too long.
Yeah, too long. I was actually thinking about it right before the intro. I was going to check it out, but I didn't. When was the last time you were here? Do you remember?
To record? No, I don't remember.
When was the last episode that you were actually here? So we can start from there. Like, if we actually want a starting point.
Weren't we talking about, like, maybe a Royal Rumble? Did we review a Royal Rumble?
I think it might
have. We reviewed something.
It wasn't Strong Style, right?
No,
that was me. And the Road to Mania. So it was before that. So it's been even before Mania.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I think we reviewed a Royal Rumble.
Fastlane? No?
Nope. Couldn't have been.
Let's see. Royal Rumble. Was it that one?
Was it Starrcade?
No, was it Raw's 25th? Were you here? Did you go for Raw's 25th?
No. Nope.
Might have been Starrcade then. It might, because I don't think it was even Royal Rumble.
Shit.
I think it was Starrcade.
So it was that long. Yeah.
Well, that's the last one that says with Jesus, and I usually mark them with Jesus.
Yeah, that was 4 months ago. Jeez.
We've hung out since then.
We hung out a bunch.
Did we hang out last weekend? No, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
We went to the mall like two little Gaylords.
No. Last week? That was a week before we went to Bellator.
2 weeks ago we went to Bellator. 2 weeks ago.
And then the week before that is when we went to the mall like little shit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you came over on 421.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then went to the mall. And then the week after that was Bellator. How was that?
I had fun.
Yeah, so now we get someone else's perspective, because me and Jeff talked about it on Average Joe's.
Yep.
And I guess I really haven't talked about it on here, but yeah. So Jeff came down from Michigan.
Shout out to him, by the way.
Yeah, shout outs to Jeff from Average Joe's MMA show where I'm co-host. So check that out. But he came down from Michigan. We hung out Friday. We did an episode Friday, the day before Bellator. And then the day after, we all met up, the Wolfpack, well, not the Wolfpack, but the Full Heel Podcast met up.
Yeah.
Because the Wolfpack is I have like a core Wolfpack elite in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not a part of that.
You got to go listen to that episode. There's an episode back in the day. I don't know where it is. It's the Wolfpack Elite episode.
Okay.
But, oh, yeah, right. You don't know, right? I don't fight Companion anymore. It's just me by myself, like all my episodes now.
Oh man, I gotta start coming on here more.
Well, like these guys, there was misunderstandings, and you know, I just had to do my own thing for a little bit, and I've been doing my own little. So, I don't mind having guests. I want to have guests. I definitely love having you on whenever you can, but I know you guys can't do it, and I think Full Heel Podcast has to establish itself more as my voice and more as my show and not as, well, I'll do it when my friends come over, and I need to do it all the time, and I need to do it for me, and when guests are here, I need to just welcome them in and have them, but that's not how it was working out, and Fight Companions were kind of becoming a burden.
Yeah.
It was kind of it was getting tough to find people to come to every single one of them, and I understand that, so, you know, I kind of had to stop fight companioning and start doing either
result shows after. Yeah, you cover stuff on your own.
Yeah, so now
you actually do it in tune with.
Yeah, so I'll watch it, take notes, and then I'll go on after the event, and I'll cover it, and I'll give the results, and I'll give you my opinion on it for an hour about after, and then that's it, and then every so often, I'll give my WWE reviews whenever I can drop them.
Yeah.
But that's more of what it's become. I'll bring back the Fight Companions once I establish myself and once Full Heel Podcast is what I want it to be. again, like I said, I'm not opposed to guests. It's just it's going to be when I want to have them.
Yeah, I get it. It's a little more. It's a result of things being difficult.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
and I understand people have lives, but like the fight companions, like I had to stop doing them because I was getting angry because people were canceling last minute. People weren't coming through.
Yeah.
And then I would ask, and then people were, and I get it. People have lives, but then, you know, the only way to stop getting mad is to stop doing them and revamp it.
I get you.
So I'm just doing like a results show afterward now. I've been doing a swap cast, but I think I need to just do it me.
Well, I mean, if you're trying to do more wrestling, I'm a little more available now, especially now that summer.
I'm not saying no guests. Yeah, I'm not saying no guests. So, but the thing is, if I want to put out as much content as I want to put out, I have to sit here and do it.
I can be here more often. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now that summer is coming on and whatnot.
Or is it the summer winds? It's a badass song. But yeah, no, because it has been 4 months. And we have hung out, but I really haven't brought it up because you're not really part of the Fight Companions because you kind of don't watch fights that much.
Follow it.
Well, you're busy, but, you know, Saturdays, you're going to do what you're going to do, and you're not necessarily going to go towards the fights.
Every Saturday has been different.
Yeah.
Like, I'm either doing this or that or the other. Mm-hmm. It's never a consistent thing with Saturdays. So,
yeah.
Once school's over and all that shit, it'll be a little more consistent. I'll have a little more control, but for now it is what it is. You know, Saturdays I just catch up on
stuff. Yeah. That's why I just never, I let you do your own thing on weekends and try to figure something out during the week if we got time.
Yeah.
Like today's Friday, kind of dragged a little bit, but it's Friday. I don't work tomorrow. I don't know if you work tomorrow.
No.
we should go to Rafado tomorrow if you're trying to go.
Oh shit.
I'm not doing anything in the morning.
It's Mother's Day weekend, so I got
yeah.
We're doing that tomorrow instead of Sunday when everything's gonna be packed.
Mother's Day was yesterday for Mexicans.
Well, yeah, in the Hispanic community, I understand it's celebrated yesterday, but you know, we're gonna take mom out tomorrow.
I want to get into wrestling, but
heel mom.
Yeah, heel mom. I want to get into wrestling because we've been messaging back and forth, and I've been kind of cutting you off just because I want to save it because I think we need to sit down.
Yeah, it's good. It's good back and forth.
Yeah, and I'm like, I think we should save it for the show. But
and you know I have a ton of opinions of like shit that's going on.
So Bellator was a super heavy submission card.
Yeah.
What'd you think of...
From somebody who's been to a lot of wrestling stuff, it is completely different.
Yeah, it's a different experience.
It's a different experience.
What do you think of Conor McGregor's boy? I forget his name. Fucking shit, I know it. El Jefe, that's his nickname.
Yeah.
He got the toe hold.
Yeah, okay.
I'm drawing a blank right now. It's the marijuana. but you know who I'm talking about.
Right.
It's killing me. I'll find it right now. But anyway. What'd you think of his submission victory?
I don't. I'm drawing a blank.
It was a toe hold on.
No. I remember that, but I'm just the whole fight itself. I'm kind
of. He got caught a couple of times on the feet. Remember, he got struck, and then he went for a takedown and pulled guard, and then he went for the sweep and got the.
God damn, yeah. That sounds really familiar. I'm being a really shitty co-host right now.
Dude, it's just like Dylan Danis. God damn it. Dude, I could not remember his fucking name. It was killing me. Yeah, Dylan Danis got a crazy-ass toe hold, and all four were submissions, and then the last one, Fedor versus Mir. What'd you think about that quick?
That was insane.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I was kind of remembering the car on the way there. You asked for my pick. I'm like, I'm picking Mir.
Mm-hmm.
But
who'd I say?
I think you said Mir too, actually, no, motherfucker.
No, I did. I think I did say Mir. But I'm like, I want Fedor to win. I thought Mir was going to win, but I'm rooting for Fedor. I thought Mir was going to win. I'm like, I don't care. I'm rooting for Fedor.
Yeah.
I thought Mir was going to win.
Yeah. Well, Mir looked really, like, physically, he looked good. Mm-hmm. He looked in shape. He looked like he was ready. Probably the best shape I've seen him in.
Yeah.
So I just figured, like, he might pull it off.
From what he said, he rushed Fedor, caught him, and then got cocky when he caught him, and mm-hmm. Fedor got back up, and he rushed him again, and then Fedor threw him. Remember when he got that kick, that badass throw?
Yeah.
And he says he got angry, and he wanted to one-up Fedor for throwing him, and he went at him, and that's when Fedor went, pop, pop. He got out of the way and just...
snuck in those two on the side.
He just went, ka-ka, uppercut to the chin.
Got that one that rocked him,
yeah,
and then that was it.
And then went, grabbed him by the hips, and...
Yep.
It was a nice victory for Fedor, mm-hmm. but I don't know how much it says, but I'm glad you came. Thanks a lot for coming to that show.
Man, that was fun. It was cool. It was my pleasure.
Let's get into some wrestling.
Yep.
Some wrestling. So, let's see. I guess we can start with the feuds and kind of draw back from WrestleMania to here, because that's kind of how it's been going on.
Yeah, so basically everything's been building on the fallout of WrestleMania.
Yes, till this day, kind of, pretty much, for the most part.
Yeah.
So, if we were looking at a preview of the upcoming Money in the Bank...
That's, like, even though that's still quite a while
mm-hmm.
from now, that is their next pay-per-view, right? Like, there's nothing between Backlash and Money in the Bank.
No, this is in June already, too. Here in Chicago,
yeah,
June 9th is going to be...
So they got a good chunk of time between now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's actually quite surprising they're taking that long.
I just can't help but feel that they're so used to having a week or two between pay-per-views, and now they have so much time that they have to fill. And I think they're going to be scrambling. I think it's going to make for some really slow-moving Raws and SmackDowns.
Yeah. So, Daniel Bryan's back. Your thoughts on that, brother? Because I haven't gotten your opinion on it. I've touched on it, I'm pretty sure, on the show.
Well, I don't know if you remember the first time around before he got injured for good.
Mm-hmm.
He was injured for a little bit, and then he came back, and he hadn't changed his style or anything. I think he owes a lot of that not changing his style to getting injured for that indefinite amount of time.
Did you hear him on the latest Talk to Jericho?
No, I didn't hear that.
Okay, so apparently what had happened was when he first initially got injured, the first doctors he went to misdiagnosed him and said he had a lesion on his brain that kind of really, like it scared him.
Yeah.
It scared him. That one was the one that forced... Well, that lesion that they were talking about is the one that forced him to retire just because the doctors misdiagnosed it because they really didn't know what it was. And they said that part of the brain was working slower.
Uh-huh.
The thing is, it was slower than an average athlete, but not slower than the average. Like, it was on average with regular human beings.
Right.
But it was slower than a pro athlete.
Okay.
So when they diagnosed it as a lesion on his brain, and it's a misdiagnosis because he can continue to do what he was doing.
Yeah.
But they didn't want to misdiagnose it, and just in case something went wrong and it was actually something wrong, they didn't want to be held responsible for, you know.
Right, so they couldn't clear him.
Yeah, so they... But the thing is, it wasn't anything like that should have stopped him from wrestling. But he said, you know what? And it was kind of like a gray zone for him at that time. Like, he didn't know... He didn't have that information at this time, because once he learned that lesion didn't mean what it meant, he started going to... other specialists.
Yeah.
And they're like, look, this is what that means. Like, it just means it's not ever, you don't have the pro athlete one. It's slower. That part of your brain is slower because it's an average.
Yeah.
And so he went to other people and they cleared him, and He's had four matches.
I mean, with that considered, it's still kind of weird seeing him do things like suicide dives. Like taking really bad bumps.
The German suplex that Rusev hit him with this past Thursday. I'm still in 2001. this past Tuesday, did you see him? So he
hit him. I didn't get a chance to watch SmackDown this week.
He slapped a German on him, and Daniel was supposed to land on his feet, which he did. But I think he landed on his knees.
Yeah,
but a little bit more miscalculation on that, and you land on the back of your head.
Yeah,
Brian, and I don't want to see you go. Like, now that you came back, I don't want to see you retire again after the slow stint. Because I think me and you make a connection a little bit more to it, because he won the titles, the World Heavyweight titles, retired, and then came back with the IC title and retired. So he never lost those titles, and me and you picked up this figure.
Yep.
We went, we got it signed, then we got a little... Yeah. We have our little story. So we have our little connection with Daniel Bryan, where he signed our figures and we, you know, waited in line, blah, 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 this. I had some feud with this lady. You know, she I hit her with a bicycle. It was crazy. But I selfishly didn't want to see him come back, just because I did think he was hurt. You know, I didn't want to see him come back and, you know, have to retire again, because it was a serious bump that he was going to take. And selfishly, I didn't want to see him come back, because he did sign this toy.
Yep.
And I'm like, you know what? He didn't get beat for the titles. How badass would it be to have a signed figure of Daniel Bryan when he never lost the titles and, you know, he had to relinquish them?
Yeah.
But that's selfish. If the man wants to wrestle, let the man wrestle. And if he's capable of doing it, then let him do it. But
I'm not against it.
Mm-hmm.
Me neither. If he got cleared, great. Yeah. But now, after having that first scare, he should change up his style a little bit and be a little bit more careful. He's already really over with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't need to be doing impressive things. He just needs to be out there. And I think that's more of a old school mentality, though. Like, people like Hogan, if you watch any of the later Nitros of like 2000, 2001, Hogan didn't really take any bumps for anyone. If you watch his time in WWE, like in 2005, 2006, he again wouldn't really take bumps. He would take it really easy, because he already knew he didn't have to go out there and impress anybody. So I think maybe Daniel Bryan should be kind of looking at that,
turning into the Hogan.
Not so much turning into Hogan, but just taking a little bit easier, because you can. There's guys out there who can work an easier style to prolong their careers, and I think Dan O'Brien should explore that a little bit.
Well, if they're gonna keep booking him in matches against Big Cass and Rusev, he's gonna have to keep on portraying his dangerous style. It's not gonna be believable, you know.
No, I guess.
But like,
I mean, I guess there's that.
They're gonna have to book him smarter than that. That's the thing. They're gonna have to book him smart.
Yeah, but then I don't know. Because I'm not him. I'm not in there with him.
Yes.
I'm sure he has a way to like know his limits and know what he's capable of and time everything properly so that he doesn't get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But it's me personally, whenever I see him doing anything like a suicide dive or something off the top rope, I just can't help but
I cringe.
Yeah, I can't help it. I think about that match that he had with Sheamus.
Yes, where they showed him where he got hit.
Yeah, and I don't know if he's selling or if it's real, because he had to retire shortly thereafter. I just think to that, and then I see him doing crazy shit, and it's like, come on, man, don't go through the same thing all over again.
It's like we really got to know who Daniel Bryan was through this whole process, even. Like, we got to see him outside of the ring, and, like, him, even just him giving us our autograph, like, yeah, that's cool for us. But then you hear stories, and you hear all the other superstars say that Daniel Bryan does that for everybody.
Yeah.
Like, that guy's a really fucking good guy. Like, he's a badass dude. And for his career to get cut off short like that was fucking sucked, man. And, like, I think we kind of have like a personal relationship now to where we don't want to see him get hurt. Like, we've already been through this once, Daniel. Like, we don't want to see it again. Like, we want to see you wrestle, but we don't want to see that shit again, man. Like, that was sad. They had grown men fucking tearing up.
Yeah.
Like,
well, like, I don't want to see anybody get hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
You see things that happen to Paige.
Except for The Miz. No, I'm crazy.
you know what? The Miz is very underrated. I love The Miz.
Yeah.
They need to give him another run as champion.
I wouldn't mind it. I wouldn't mind it, especially on SmackDown.
I liked his first run as champion.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were watching at that time.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, I liked his first run. And then Jerry Lawler had a heart attack because of a match he had with him. It was crazy. No, but you look at Paige, Edge, Christian, those are even Stone Cold. Those are four people right there that they had their careers cut short because of crazy shit that happened in the ring. You know, just, I mean, it's not full contact and you can't be careful, but you can be careful.
Mm-hmm. I guess we can go over Backlash. I just came in blindly and didn't really think about what we were. I knew we were going to talk about wrestling, and I know we had a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
But then when I started, I'm like, oh shit, where the fuck are we going to start? I'm like, wait, we can go back to when Jesus wasn't here, but then I'm like, I can't really find the results of that. I guess I could type it into
Google. Well, between now and then, what? It's been Royal Rumble, Elimination Chamber, WrestleMania, mm-hmm. and now Backlash.
Yeah. So Royal Rumble's pretty much the lead up to WrestleMania, and now Backlash, which is the backlash from WrestleMania. So I'm pretty sure if going over Backlash, we're going to go over everything that's happened.
Everything that's kind of been built to that point.
Ruby Riott versus Bayley, the kickoff show. That one was, I think it was kind of pointless.
I didn't watch the kickoff.
I did. I don't know what I was doing. I think I was just chilling here and I watched the kickoff.
Sometimes I'll have the kickoff like in the background. But I really typically don't pay attention. You got like Booker T in there saying who's in his top five. You got Jerry Lawler on there.
Yeah, you want to see how this podcasting business works?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here you go. Not how crazy. So we saw how powerful Bayley was out of NXT, and I kind of knew it. I think being booked and being written, she could do a lot better, and she could be a powerful player in the women's division. I don't think she's being used right. I don't think she's going to be used right until they give her a character change. I don't think it was necessary to begin with, but now I think it's necessary, especially if you have Ruby Riott defeating her and she's lost a lot of matches to a lot of people and she hasn't been winning a lot.
She's another person that's been really hit with that whole thing of like, you're over as hell in NXT, but it doesn't really translate to when they move up to the main roster.
Tyler Breeze
is one of them. But I just think that is a result of the customer base that's watching you. So everybody that you have different people that follow NXT. Some follow both, but that doesn't mean that everybody follows everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So people that followed NXT were people that were crazy about Bayley. And then you get maybe like a small fraction of the entire audience of Raw follows NXT.
Yeah.
So I guess that's where the problem is. I kind of wonder if maybe they should, with the next round of call-ups, maybe they should experiment of like, if they're really over NXT, change their look around, change something from them so that they can, maybe they can better translate over on the main roster.
And the best thing she's done on the main roster besides win the title, when there was like, there was a lot of girls, but not as many as there are now. There's a lot more talent in the women's division than there was when she was first getting called up and winning the belt. But like the feud that she just had with Sasha at WrestleMania, that feud was much more worthy of one of them having the title and them betraying each other for the title. And I think they kind of just blew their load with those two because they didn't have anywhere to write them in because of Alexa's popularity and them wanting to keep the title on Alexa, because I don't think there was really much story. And there was a while where Alexa was champion and she wasn't even defending the belt or facing anyone because she had beaten everyone they had put in front of her to the point where she didn't even need to have the belt anymore.
Yeah, because the roster was still fairly small at that point.
And like they could have had Sasha and Bayley building up this rivalry with one of them being with Sasha being the champion screwing over Bayley the whole time because she is the champion, or screwing her over for the title and then Bayley being complacent with it and then her continuing to, you know, in the Elimination Chamber screw over Bayley, in the Royal Rumble screw over Bayley.
Well, I feel like at one point they were maybe building that up, mm-hmm. but I don't think it went anywhere.
No, it did. And it feels to me it got lost because there was no title. There was no importance behind the feud.
Yeah.
Besides them being friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, then you had, like I said, Alexa was defending the title and there was really no story behind it. What was the story behind it?
I don't even remember. But that just goes to show you how.
Well, even between that, like I was mentioning, she was champion between this feud building up to WrestleMania, but there was no, like, she had no feud, but she was still champion. And she had, like, a Mickey James feud.
Yeah, that the whole thing with Nia Jax.
Yeah.
That's what they started to build.
Leading into WrestleMania. But that one would have made a lot more sense if they would have let it, if they would have planted the seed, which they did, but then they kind of, like, so here's what I feel.
Well,
like,
I can't help but feel that there was also a whole hidden agenda mm-hmm. inside of that of like, hey, look, I'm like Nia Jax saying, hey, look, I am different because I'm not thin. So, but it's okay. I'm still champion.
To me, they had planted it, that seed, and never watered it. Like they planted that seed a while ago and never watered it. And then, like a week before WrestleMania or like 2 weeks before WrestleMania, they're like, Nia Jax is a beautiful flower and she could be fat as shit. And I'm like, well, okay, I never said she couldn't, but why are you tossing it in my face like this? Like this feud wasn't built up like it should have been.
Yeah.
Like, there could have been a lot more segments of them talking behind her back and Nia kind of just like brushing it off and be like, oh no, you know. And like it escalating progressively to the point where Nia confronts her and Alexa kind of, you know, brushes it off to like, oh no, it's this. And but they threw it together like on like 2 week basis, and like they expected us to take the feud because they planted the seed like months ago, but never. But then they had feuds in between that didn't make sense. Like I didn't, that writing didn't really make sense. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It kind of lost me too in the middle of everything.
Mm-hmm. Alexa's really popular.
Yeah, I can see why. She's really improved since
NXT days.
Since NXT.
Well, yep. She was a manager and then manager/wrestler, but she was improving her skill set and did.
Mm-hmm.
Once Blake and Murphy broke up, she took off. Even before that, once they started having losing troubles,
yeah,
she broke off from them and became Alexa Bliss.
Yeah.
And then Blake and Murphy broke up and then...
Yeah, and I remember when they called her up, I was like, oh, that's kind of a surprise. Really, I don't think she was ready.
She got beat by everybody.
But
remember in NXT, she was beat by everybody?
But then, yeah, she wasn't booked really strong. But then she came out of the main roster. I guess she's the exception to the rule of like...
She came out kicking fucking the doors down, dude, in the women's division.
Yeah, she's the exception to the rule of being over as hell in NXT and then mm-hmm. it not translating over in the main roster. But she's done.
I'd argue her and really Flair, well. Her and Flair have the best women's run.
Thus far. Absolutely.
And
they're real standouts.
And there's an argument that Alexa has been given the better push because maybe needed because Flair has a name.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like Flair deserves.
No, but
not that Flair deserves it, but it's kind of more expected that they would give it a Flair.
Yeah, but it's not like Flair didn't improve either.
Oh, dude, Flair! I love Flair's.
She's really came into her own. Like she doesn't need the name anymore.
Mm-hmm. I guess we can get into they'll bring it up right now. I guess in the match breakdowns. But any more on Bayley? I like Ruby Riott.
I think Bayley's not going anywhere, and I think she should consider repackaging herself.
Mm-hmm.
different look, different gimmick.
I don't think a feud's going to get her out of this.
No, and it's not entirely her fault. Mm-hmm. It's the way she was written, but she's almost going the same route as like a Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then we had a Intercontinental Championship match between Seth Rollins and The Miz. So, did Seth win it at WrestleMania in the triple threat match?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. He won it from The Miz, and it was a triple threat, him, Finn, and The Miz at WrestleMania.
Yep.
I'm not surprised. I wouldn't have been surprised if they would put it on Finn or Seth. I just thought The Miz was going to lose it. And not that I wanted to, but, you know, he's eventually going to break the record for Intercontinental Championship.
Well, I think what they need to do with The Miz now is
put the strap on him.
Yep.
The big boy strap.
Yeah. Yep.
He's on SmackDown.
Yep. I think he needs to win Money in the Bank. That's who I think would benefit from winning Money in the Bank.
Didn't Finn advance, though?
Yeah.
In that triple threat? But there's eight people.
Is The Miz not in the match? I thought he was.
I thought he was. Wasn't he in the... No, I thought he was in...
I thought he was in the Money in the Bank match.
It was Roman Reigns, Roman Finn Balor. Win. No, but to qualify.
To qualify...
It was Roman, Finn, and The Miz, wasn't it?
Like in a triple threat?
Yeah.
No.
On Raw?
I don't think so. I think The Miz had his own match and he won.
You might be right. But it was a triple threat match to qualify.
I don't remember that.
I can look it up real quick.
Yeah. But I do remember, because I only saw the main event. I only made it home in time for the main event, and I didn't bother to go back and see the rest. I do remember that the main event was, and I just call it the main event because it was the last match on the card, was Finn Balor and Roman Reigns. And then Jinder Mahal distracted Roman Reigns, which I guess that's the route they're going to go with now, is Jinder versus Roman or something like that. Maybe that's why I thought it was a triple threat, because you saw Jinder.
Maybe. Let's see.
But then Finn Balor ended up winning that, and he qualified.
Yeah, he advanced, but you might be right. I might be wrong 100%, but I need to make sure now.
But I'm pretty sure The Miz is in, and if he's in, I would hope that he comes out of it winning. I think he has to. I think right now is a good time for him to be champion.
You know, Roman didn't advance, and I was about to say, I'm like, don't you think they push Roman more?
No, I think they've kind of put the brakes a little bit on Roman.
Oh, Sami Zayn. God damn it, I was way off.
It was Sami Zayn. Why was I thinking Finn Balor? Oh, but it was all three of them.
I was thinking it was all three of them, but yeah. I was thinking The Miz.
Yeah.
But we can save, I guess, that a little bit more. We can talk about Raw, what happened, because this was after Backlash.
Right.
Let's see. Yeah, so Seth Rollins defeats The Miz at Backlash. Miz is, what do you call it, mandatory rematch clause or whatever. He had a, just a regular match. It was actually a really, not just a regular match. I meant regular match as in stipulation-wise. This was probably the match of the night. This was a really, really good match they both put on. Seth Rollins has been putting on very good matches, stellar matches.
I'm really impressed with Seth Rollins.
The Miz too, man.
And I like the spot that he's in, Seth Rollins. I think this is a good spot for him. Keep him in the mid-card for a little bit, because he brings up the mid-card way, way more than it should be.
Let's build him strong mid-card so we can have a strong Seth Rollins champion.
Yeah, I think he needs to be... I think he needs to hold the Intercontinental Championship for a long time and really keep that mid-card together.
I was never happy with his WWE Championship run. I always thought he was booked very weak.
Yeah. I think part of that was because they were aligning him with like Triple H and stuff like that.
And like his J&J security.
Yeah, personally, I don't think Triple H needs, or Stephanie for that matter, need to be on TV at this point.
No. But I'm glad that they have the championship on him as well. It keeps him relevant, and it keeps him booked strong. And it'll put him in good feuds, hopefully, depending on the writing. But I like where he's at. And I don't mind him and Finn in The Miz. Keep that shit going. I don't mind that between the three of them. I don't mind long feuds. We have... They were doing this for a while, where it was hot potato with everything.
Build that shit up.
Mm-hmm.
Build up Finn. I think Finn in the next 3 to 5 years is somebody that they should really build up.
It needs to be a Nakamura AJ Finn three way.
Like main.
Yeah, like
main, top of the card
rotation of musical chairs.
Yep.
The United States Championship. Oh no, sorry. The Raw's Women Championship was defended by Alexa Bliss at Backlash. She defended it against Nia Jax.
No, not Nia Jax was champion.
Oh yeah, Nia Jax was champion. Sorry, yeah. She defended it against Alexa Bliss. Alexa Bliss getting her rematch. She was having like a moment of bliss there all week long, like, or all month long before this, where she was talking shit about Nia Jax, kind of, you know, trying to build a little bit more into the feud.
Yeah, she was doing these promos of like how Nia Jax was the bully. And
yeah.
I thought that was kind of weak.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of weak.
Yeah, they weren't that great. They could have been done better, but
they could have done something better aside from this.
Yeah. Nia Jax retains.
Yep.
I'm glad with the decision. Jesus would smash. 10 out of 10.
Both. Probably. Not going to lie.
Jeff Hardy versus Randy Orton for the United States Championship. This was also a very good match, in my opinion.
Surprisingly, yeah.
Not as good as the Intercontinental Championship, but these mid-card champions or the United States Intercontinental Championship matches they've been putting on. And it's due to the wrestling talent that they have. Jeff Hardy, Randy Orton, both very good wrestlers.
I think it's pretty fresh to see Randy Orton in another feud, as opposed to like being in a feud for the title or something like that. It's pretty refreshing for him to see him at this capacity in a mid card, in a mid card feud.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, Randy Orton was getting kind of bland.
Oh, now 100%,
kind of stale.
100%.
It's refreshing to see Jeff Hardy and Randy Orton.
He's 12-time champion already. How is that possible?
I know.
12-time WWE champion.
I know.
Randy Orton.
Yeah. And before you know it, he's going to catch up to Cena.
Yeah. He's going to be Flair in no time.
Yeah.
Especially being on SmackDown. They didn't put him on Raw with like fucking Strowman.
No, Roman. I think he's fine on SmackDown.
No, because he's going to win the title there.
I
think he's got a lot more believable opportunities on SmackDown to win the title than on Raw.
Yeah. I don't know. I like him on SmackDown. I think there's a lot more fresh pairings that you can have Randy Orton with. Like you can have. I don't. Have we seen Randy and AJ?
I think we have, but I can't remember it.
If we haven't, that could be pretty interesting. Where you have AJ going over Randy.
Mm-hmm.
You know. You could also see Nakamura and Orton. I don't know who else. Fashion Police.
And Norton?
No, yeah. I'm good. He should be in the Fashion Police.
With his vest that he wears out there.
Yep.
Yeah, but Jeff Hardy defeated Randy Orton, retains the United States Championship. I never liked face paint Jeff. I like this Jeff. Well, I never liked the Enigma Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that would be the best way to call, like, when he does the face paint.
Because there's face paint renditions like of him that aren't that bad, but then that Enigma one was kind of like...
Yeah, when he he'll come out with the face paint with his eyes closed, but he'll have eyes painted on his eyelids.
Yeah. It's really weird.
Yeah.
There was a weird point, like, where he was doing the weird shit that I wasn't behind. I really like Jeff Hardy.
I think that was more TNA,
too. Yeah, exactly. I just don't like the weird Jeff Hardy. I can do without the weirdness. But that's what people embrace about him, so, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Elias does a performance.
I hated this on Backlash. I hated this.
He's a heel, bro. Maybe he's doing it right.
Don't get me wrong. I like Elias, but I hated that they took up time to basically have him sing and then keep getting interrupted.
Yeah,
I could understand if he was in some kind of a match, but it was a really throwaway segment. It was a nothing segment, and I don't like that they do that.
Yeah, I get it.
Like, why are you wasting time? The fucking thing is already 3 hours. I guess not every... This isn't the Attitude Era where everybody needs to get their shit in. So I personally hated this.
I agree. They can use Samson a lot better.
Yeah. That's another guy you compare with Orton.
Sorry, Elias. They dropped the Samson, right?
They dropped the Samson. I liked it when he was just called the Drifter.
The Drifter? That was a good one. They dropped that too?
Yeah.
But that one kind of gave him more of a bummy feel.
No, I like that. Like, it's some guy out in front of the arena playing a guitar. They should have done that. They should have filmed him.
Is he in a fucking boat or something? Drifting?
No, he's a drifter. He drifts from town to town playing his guitar.
From wrestling fucking arena to wrestling arena?
Yeah, getting by.
Your wrestling venue to wrestling venue?
You can have him sitting out in front of the arena as, like, people pile in to find their seats, and he's just there playing his guitar. That would be cool as shit. And then you film that. That's how you build character.
I'm good. Daniel Bryan defeats Big Cass. I'm not too sure about this. Well, I guess I get the feud, but seems like I've seen this feud a lot. Like, you guys care about him more, even though I was injured too, and I'm back.
I think they were just looking for somebody to take the spot of Enzo.
What do you mean?
Because remember, Big Cass was feuding with Enzo.
See, the fucking stupid fucking Enzo. This would have worked out so much more if Enzo was here. So Enzo could have gotten his ass kicked with Big Cass coming back.
Yeah, Enzo really likes to bump a lot for people. I don't know if you ever noticed that, but they would throw his ass around pretty good. And he was really good at bumping around for everyone.
Well, you remember fucking, what's his name? One of the guys threw him against the ropes and he hit his head. Got a concussion.
I think that was an accident, though.
Yeah, whatever. He deserved it. But Big Cass beat the shit out of Daniel Bryan after the match because Daniel Bryan won.
Yep.
We have a small little rivalry between them brewing. It's a brewing.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either, but it looks like they're going to continue it.
Yeah. So, did they ever actually address Daniel Bryan not being general manager anymore?
Yes.
Like, did he officially step down?
That's all they said. Oh, right, okay. Before they addressed Paige as the general manager that same night, they kind of just said, Daniel Bryan's not general manager anymore. He's officially an in-ring
talent.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then they brought up Paige.
I guess I must have missed that.
No, they did it a quick action shit on SmackDown.
So, like, if you blinked, you missed it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure because I remember seeing it real quick and I was like, what
the fuck? I must have blinked when that happened.
Well, let's see. Carmella. So, Carmella won almost a year ago. So she had to cash it in before there was another Money in the Bank. She cashed it in at the Monday after WrestleMania. So she didn't do it during Asuka and Charlotte.
No.
Because Charlotte beat Asuka.
Didn't she do it on a SmackDown?
Yeah, you're right. SmackDown after.
Yeah.
After Mania, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the Riot Squad came out. They debuted. And beat. No. The Iconics debuted.
Yeah.
They came up and they beat the shit out of Charlotte. And then she came and cashed in. And she's been champion since then. So this was Charlotte's rematch and Charlotte got beat.
Yeah.
There was some, I forget what tactics were used. There were some heel tactics. But other than that, it was kind of clean. If I remember.
I don't know. Is it wrong that I liked this match? I thought it was actually good.
No.
I actually thought it was pretty good.
It was a classic heel versus...
For a lot of this pay-per-view, I kind of just had it on in the background. There were some moments where I would be like, oh, okay, well, this is what's going on. Okay, mm-hmm. cool. But this match actually had my attention. I thought it was good.
Nakamura versus Shinsuke. So it was a no disqualification match that ended
in a disqualification.
In a
double count out.
In a double count out because no one could answer the call after the ten count.
Yeah.
What do you think about the so pretty much a quick setup? It was AJ versus Nakamura because Nakamura won the Royal Rumble, so he chose to challenge AJ at WrestleMania, and we finally got what we all wanted. And
at WrestleMania,
and they put on a show. It was a good match.
It was probably one of the better matches of WrestleMania.
Yes. Then Nakamura handed AJ the belt after AJ won, and then he low blowed him.
Yeah.
Not like he didn't suck his dick or nothing. Like he. He hit him in the nuts.
He hit him in the nuts. He gave him a nut shot.
Yeah, he gave him a nut shot. And then that's kind of been the story since then. He's been nutshotting him since WrestleMania. And he's been, speak English. He's been pretending not to speak English.
Yeah.
And I've been liking it to a certain extent, but it seems like they're giving me a little bit too much of the same. He's been nutshotting AJ a little bit too much and upplaying the no English too much. And it's too much of him in our face, I think.
They should have not done any more nutshots after WrestleMania.
Maybe one.
Okay, maybe one. But now this whole thing is getting built around nutshots.
Yeah, and it's not.
And I don't like it because they booked this rivalry a lot better in New Japan,
mm-hmm.
which led to their Wrestle Kingdom match that was epic. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. I think that this match, when before we even went into WrestleMania, it was a dream match.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know how much of the fan base has actually ever seen the New Japan match. But if they hadn't seen it, if they didn't know where to find it, all they could do was read about it online and things like that. And when you read about something and you kind of use your imagination, you can really put like a dream match kind of effect to it. So I think that's why this match was such a dream match going into WrestleMania. But now they've really fucked it up by centering it around nutshots.
It was fine when they let them have a clean match and then he did it. And then you could have gave them a rematch.
Yeah.
And then you could have had him do it in the match to set up this no DQ match. But you had him nutshot and nutshot and nutshot to set up the no DQ match. You could have done it once.
Well, see, the way I would have done it was you have AJ, you throw out the no disqualification
mm-hmm.
stipulation. You just have a regular match. You have AJ trying to sneak a nutshot in there. Like, he's trying to hit him with the Styles Clash. He's trying to hit him with the elbow. He can't. And then you get him out of frustration. He tries to hit him with a nutshot, gets caught, gets disqualified. You have AJ trying to give Nakamura a taste of his own medicine, mm-hmm. and he gets caught. I liked that.
That would have set up a third.
Yeah, that could have set up a third. That could have set up
reasonable rematch.
Another no disqualification match, or a cage match, or a Hell in a Cell,
or a ladder match, which is what
or a ladder
most likely
yeah.
going to happen because of Money in the Bank. Well, they might not even.
No, I don't think they'll.
To be honest,
they'll
might
a regular.
Do you think they'll have a regular match? Because they only have two ladder matches that night. The one women's
that's,
and one
that's
guys.
Usually, yeah, that's usually what they do.
No.
Yeah.
Last year, didn't they have one Raw, one SmackDown, one women's?
They're not doing that this year.
Well, last year they did that, though. Not this year. I know they're not this year, but last year was one Raw, one SmackDown. Yeah, because Baron Corbin lost it, remember?
Yeah.
And then who's the Raw guy, though? Wait, there's only one then.
No. No, they're couldn't have been.
Was there two matches or was there only one?
No, there might have only been one.
I think there might have only been one.
Yeah. That sounds right.
I think I told myself there was two. I think there might have only been one. Oh my god.
So where do you think they go now with Nakamura and AJ? I don't think it's a ladder match.
I don't know, and here's the thing. I'm on board, but I can easily jump off. I'm at the point where I don't know where they're going, and I'm thinking about abandoning. And it's either I'm like, oh, yeah, this is okay, I can see where, but like, I don't know. I don't know where this is going. I don't know how they're going to end this rivalry or try to elongate it even more, which yeah. I don't think they will. Unless they put the title on Shinsuke.
Maybe. But then what? Like, this thing culminates at SummerSlam? Are they really going to keep this going until SummerSlam? I don't know that I want to, unless it's more legit than Nutshots, I don't know that I want to see this until SummerSlam.
Yeah, exactly. They've dug themselves in the hole by centering it around the Nutshot and keeping it around the Nutshot. They could have given us the Nutshot, and that's why it leads into the more matches, but not just keep on going over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And poor AJ's nuts.
Like you, I like how Nakamura doesn't actually like go into the yeah. like he goes across the gooch
yeah
and up the ass yeah. kind of
yeah that's his thing yeah but it's a no contest. They both nutshot at each other and they couldn't enter the 10 count, so we'll see where this goes, because they're definitely having a third one. It's going to be a gimmick match.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe an Iron Man match? What about, let's have a 3 or 2 out of 3?
I'm thinking cage match.
Cage?
Yeah.
Probably. Braun Strowman and Bobby Lashley defeat Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. I'm fine if you just want to skip over this, because I don't understand what's going on. I'm kind of confused about this. I don't know why Bobby Lashley and Braun Strowman are tagging up.
Why couldn't Bobby Lashley come out at WrestleMania and have been Braun's partner instead of that kid?
I don't know what the hell's going on. Why are they teaming two huge guys together like this? Unless they're going to just beat the shit out of the Authors of Pain, but then why bring up the Authors of Pain to get their fucking ass beat?
Yeah, that's what they did with the Ascension.
Yeah, they buried the Ascension.
Why couldn't Bobby Lashley come out at WrestleMania? And like that whole thing that happened at WrestleMania with that kid and Braun Strowman,
mm-hmm.
it buried the bar.
Yeah.
Because they took the belts off of them. One person took the belts off of two guys.
And then gave them up.
And then had to give them up. Yeah. So, I don't get it.
They got the WrestleMania moment, bro.
If you wanted a WrestleMania moment, then you should have just booked Strowman in the main event and had him beat Brock.
Yeah, but they're not smart.
And you could have had Roman and Braun team. Like, they were feuding before, but now they're a team, and I don't know. They could have written something.
Yeah, I agree. But Braun and Bobby defeat Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
To answer your question, no, I don't know what's going on there. Yeah,
I don't know what's going on, so I'm just going to move on.
Bobby Lashley came back. They had nothing for him, so here's another big guy you can team with.
Yeah. Roman Reigns defeats Samoa Joe.
I don't understand why this regular plain match was the main event.
And that, because it was Raw versus SmackDown, bro. And I don't understand why they put a Raw versus SmackDown, even though it was a Raw SmackDown
co-main event. Yeah. Yep.
And they were kind of alluding to the fact that this might happen more.
Yeah, like, I think that's what they're going to do going forward.
Like feuds.
Co-branded.
And like co-branded one-off feuds.
But I don't like it because then there's no build to anything.
Yeah.
I think Nakamura and AJ should have. I guess if we're sitting here, thinking about it, I'm glad Nakamura and AJ, the way it ended, the way they're booking everything with them, I'm glad it didn't end with that. But at the same time, I think their main title should be important enough to main event, to headline a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
If you put it somewhere in the middle of the card, it's saying that our title isn't important enough to headline. It's not enough. And I think devaluating your title is a big mistake.
I didn't even look at...
Because it devaluates the guy holding
it. I didn't even see that. Roman Reigns and Samoa Joe, yeah. They're the main event over Styles and Nakamura, even though it's not a title fight.
Yeah. There is literally nothing at stake. It's just a match.
Simone Pride is at stake, bro.
I guess. I mean, they're two Samoans named Joe. Roman Reigns' name is Joe.
Yeah.
Joe Anoa'i. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it. Sometimes this booking doesn't make any sense to me. Let's go over this week, and then we get a quick recap this week, and then we could end it. We're almost at an hour. We're at 56.
Yeah, it went by quick, bro. Yeah, it really did. It really did.
Let's see.
Do you think they've given up on Roman?
No.
No.
Especially since they put him in the fucking main event of this last pay-per-view.
I think they've pumped the brakes a little bit on him, on the push mm-hmm. that they were trying to give him.
It's just that they're trying to feed him as an underdog, and we're like, well, this isn't an underdog.
He's not an underdog.
Yeah, we're like, this isn't an underdog.
They're really trying to book him the way they booked Cena, the way they booked Hogan, even, where you have this guy getting beat up for most of the match, and then out of nowhere, he comes back and goes for the win. It worked for Hogan for sure, because I don't know that they had ever done that before.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of worked for Cena, but I think that old style of booking at that point in like 2006, 2007, when Cena was when they were really pushing him really hard, I think your average fan knew enough to know that this guy's full of shit. He sucks, and I don't want him as the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, I guess they did accept him, and now your current fan base is for sure smart enough to know they're trying to really push Roman, and I don't want that.
I think they throw him in the ladder match still. He didn't qualify.
He's gonna end up in there somehow, but I don't think he's still. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's gonna win. And at this point, I think that if they were really gonna pull the trigger on Roman, he would have won at WrestleMania, or he would have won the greatest Royal Rumble.
Yeah. So on Raw, they started having qualifying matches because that's the next pay per view. Braun defeats Kevin Owens to qualify for the first slot. Braun might win that match, but it's a gimmick match. It's a ladder match, so
Braun doesn't need to win that.
Yeah, match. Exactly. Baron Corbin and the Revival defeat No Way Jose and Titus Worldwide. Baron Corbin.
Fucking hate No Way Jose.
Yeah, that's a given. Ember Moon defeats Sasha Banks and Ruby Riott to qualify for the Women's Money in the Bank. They had a triple threat match. All these ladies are good wrestlers.
Yeah.
What were you going to say? Sorry, I cut you off.
I was going to say, how cringeworthy was that fucking Bobby Lashley thing that they did with Renee Young?
Dude, he is horrible at talking to people. He's like,
he doesn't need to talk.
He's horrible at, like,
and he's got a girl voice.
He's like, I don't know. He's
like, who are they trying to get over, him or his sisters? That's voice, all he talked about.
That's not him. Like, well, not what he was saying, but like the way he talks to the camera and the way he talks to the. It's not Bobby Lashley, I don't think. It's weird.
Well, I think. Look, I don't like to shit all over TNA. Mm-hmm. I know people like to shit all over them, but I don't think that everything they did was shit. And one of the things that they actually did right was booking Bobby Lashley. I think Bobby Lashley looked strongest when he was in TNA.
And he had all the belts at once.
And he was super strong. He fought a couple times for Bellator.
And won.
He was TNA's champion. And that was risky because that wasn't guaranteed that he was going to win. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he talked a whole lot. I think he had somebody talking for him. I could be wrong on that, though.
I don't know. TNA, I don't know.
But I know he didn't talk a whole lot. And I think he would benefit from that here. Not talking a whole lot. Mm-hmm. Letting his in-ring work do the talking.
What's up with that headband?
He's always had the headband.
Not in his first run.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe second half of his first run, but he was bald and no headband.
I don't know. Maybe he was just looking for a gimmick.
And the headband's, I'm not liking that gimmick. Jinder Mahal defeats Chad Gable. I don't know what the hell's going on with that. Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre, a.k.a. the new, what is it, the two cool dudes with attitude?
Oh, no, is that what it's called?
That's what they were, no, but that's what Sean and...
Yeah.
No, that, but that's not what they're called, though.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying that. I'm just calling them that. Sorry, Jesus. I farted.
I thought that's what they were called.
Who?
The new...
No. I was just making a joke. But they defeat Heath Slater and Rhino, but that's a given.
I see big things for Drew McIntyre.
And Dolph Ziggler?
Dolph Ziggler will always be Dolph Ziggler.
All right.
He's going to be the Marty Jannetty of that team, which is very unfortunate.
Sucks. Well, he was already champion, so he's already done better than Marty Jannetty. That wasn't a slight to Marty. It's just facts, bro.
Oh, man.
Marty Jannetty was never WWE champion. Dolph has already been twice. Once. Once for sure.
Once for sure. Probably not twice. No.
Bobby Roode defeats Elias. I don't like how they're booking Elias to be losing to everybody. He could be a strong heel, in my opinion. But I like Bobby Roode, so I don't know. That one's a weird match.
I guess they were doing...
Was that a qualifying match?
No, I don't think so.
No, I would have said it.
So I think they made that match based on Backlash.
Uh-huh. Okay.
When they had that throwaway segment, and then Bobby Roode came out and laid out Elias, and then Bobby Roode was dancing his way up the ramp. That was just terrible. Fucking hate No Way Jose.
Intercontinental Champion Seth Rollins defeats Mojo Rawley. We can skip over that. Raw Tag Team Champions Woken Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt defeat Curtis Axel and Bo Dallas. I got nothing to say about that, except I'm liking the combination of Bray and Matt with the Wokenness, but...
I would like...
We're going to see Broken Bray soon, where he turns on Matt.
Why... Where is the bar in all this?
They're facing... They're in singles matches. I think I skipped over it. Let's see.
Where's Cesaro and Sheamus? I'd like to see a full-on, really good feud.
I think they're on SmackDown.
Between Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt and The Bar. I'd like to see that feud.
I'm not sure where they're at.
Eventually for the title. For the titles.
Okay. And then we had talked about it already, Finn Balor advance in the triple threat match between Roman Reigns, himself, and Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn and Finn kind of put out Roman on the outside and leave him on the outside. They have like a long-ass time on the outside fighting. And then Sammy and Finn come back in. Roman eventually comes back in, but Finn picks up the win.
I like Sami Zayn, but I think he needs to go away. Maybe not right now.
Yeah.
But in the future, one of the things that he should consider maybe is going away and coming back as El Generico with the mask and everything.
Like, really quick, like going away and then coming back later on to Sami Zayn again?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you can do like a Blue Blazer thing.
Yeah.
Where, I know this is kind of shitty to bring up, but when Owen died, shortly before that.
R.I.P. Owen. He just had his recent birthday, I think.
I'm not sure.
Owen Hart?
I'm not
Continue,
sure.
I'll look it up.
But they were building Owen Hart and the Blue Blazer where it was like, is he the Blue Blazer or not? And I remember one time they had him, and I think Jeff Jarrett might have been dressed up as the Blue Blazer, and he was saying how like it was impossible for him to be the Blue Blazer because the Blue Blazer was standing right next to him.
Yeah, so R.I.P. Owen Hart.
It was he did just have a birthday.
Yeah, May 7th,
1960. Dude, I saw a picture. Five. I saw a picture of his kid, and it looks just like him.
What is he wrestling?
If he's not, he should be.
His mom probably won't.
His mom won't let him, probably. No. But he looks just like him, like when he had the long hair. When Owen had the long hair.
Yeah.
Looks just like him.
You want to go over SmackDown real quick?
Yeah, fuck it. Let's do it.
All right. The Hype Bros. Mojo Rawlins, Zack Ryder. Wait, how old is this? Is this the right one?
No. Oh, no, this is 2017. Money in the Bank 2017. Yeah, what the hell?
Sorry, I had it brought up. I just had two of them brought up. This is SmackDown. So, yeah. The Miz versus Jeff Hardy for a qualification match. There we go. The Miz is on SmackDown and he qualified through SmackDown, defeated Jeff Hardy.
Okay. The Miz should win Money in the Bank.
All right. That's your pick, even though we haven't had all of them. All right.
Braun doesn't need to win. He's probably going to win the title at SummerSlam. I'm calling it now.
Charlotte defeated Peyton Royce to qualify for the Women's Money in the Bank ladder match. Peyton Royce is so fucking hot.
Yep. I agree.
I like Charlotte Flair a lot too, but... And she qualified, so, you know, whatever. Yeah, so Cesaro defeats Xavier Woods. So Cesaro and The Bar with Sheamus are in SmackDown now.
So are they... Is this going to lead to a feud between The New Day and The Bar?
They've been doing this, yes. Okay. These past 2 weeks, it's been Xavier Woods versus The Bar.
So now we're going to see like five different combinations of The Bar versus The New Day.
Pretty much.
Leading up to an entire tag team match.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mandy Rose defeated Becky Lynch. They're giving Mandy Rose a good push.
Okay.
She's fine.
Yeah. Yep.
Rusev defeats Daniel Bryan to qualify for the Men's Money in the Bank ladder match.
Rusev.
Patria. Rusev. Machka.
Rusev
has a giant backing. I don't think he wins this match, though. The Money in the Bank, that is.
Oh, man. See, now I kind of want him to win, because then he can cash in on Rusev Day.
Yeah, which every day is Rusev Day.
Every day is Rusev Day. And then you have Aiden English kind of cheering him on the side as he cashes in.
Yeah.
Now I kind of like that. Now I kind of want him to win.
Well, I want to see first, because you're over here overzealous. I want to see everyone in there that's in the match. We still have four entrants.
There's still four
spots. Yeah, it's an eight-man fucking
Money in the Bank. They got four guys. They need four more?
Yes. Okay. I believe so. But I think there's still open slots. Yeah. Open sluts.
Okay.
Well, it was nice having you, Hoju. Now get out.
I feel like I was going to ask you a question.
No, go ahead.
Well, I don't remember.
I was going to bring it to an end, but you got anything? Any closing statements? Any finishing thoughts? Any quarrels that you have with me? Any qualms? Any, you know... Anything you want to get off your chest?
What do you think of All In?
All In.
So the Bullet Club is doing...
Oh,
the doing... Young Bucks, I should say.
Okay.
They're doing the biggest independent show that they've ever done, I guess.
It's like a Bullet Club show, supposedly?
It's
like a sold out?
I don't... Maybe that's what it is. But it's going to be held at the Sears Center Arena.
Oh, okay.
In Hoffman Estates.
We should go.
I would like to go. I don't think tickets are on sale yet.
Let's buy 3 seats.
They're gonna go quick.
Let's go and buy. Let's buy 3 seats.
Okay.
So we don't have to.
I would be all in.
Oh, I would be all in too. pun intended.
Have you heard of that?
I had heard about it, but I not recently. I think I heard about it after the last Strong Style Evolved. Pay-per-view. That was the last time I think I heard it mentioned. But I seen Zack Sabre Jr. versus Naito in the 2018 finale. He won. Zack Sabre Jr. won.
Yep.
I think I'm going to check if there's another recording on there. I think another one might have recorded recently. But I'm trying to keep up with as much New Japan as I can just so I can talk about it more. And if you're free more, like I said, just let me know. I'll hold you. I'm talking more about New Japan, more about WWE, brother. More about WWE. And I'm trying to get, you know, more shit in. So you're always welcome on here.
My I told you, man, my schedule is opening up more and more.
Like I said, you're always welcome on here. I'm going to open up Fight Companions, but like I said, I'm trying to do my own thing. But you're always welcome to come do WWE things with me on here.
Hey, did you see Jericho's back in New Japan?
Yeah, but I think he's also going to do things in the WWE.
No, I think he's with New Japan for now.
Okay.
He attacked Naito.
After his match? No, yeah. Then I'm wrong.
Like from the crowd.
Yeah, I'm wrong. Then who? Zack Sabre Jr. fought.
That was a while ago, though.
The 2018 finale?
Yeah, I think so.
Why was it barely? Maybe it just recorded it and I was watching it.
I don't know.
Maybe I don't have the $10 thing. I have the... It comes out on Access.
Okay.
So I might get it later.
I have...
The North American pay-per-views they have, or the whatever shows, I get them instantly. But the...
Me Japan, too, because I have New Japan World.
No. Nah. Yeah, but New Japan World has everything, though.
Yeah, it does.
But I only get the American ones on Sling. I think the other ones I have to wait for.
Well, that's the thing. Like, not everything is in English.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not every show that they do is in English, and that it gets a little annoying.
Yeah, I would bet.
Because you're watching it, but you don't understand. So it's a little bit hard to follow. It's not the worst thing in the world, though.
Let me know if you're down to get tickets. We can look into it.
Yeah. Yep.
I'd be down to go, so we could talk about it. Talk about it.
I'd be down to go to that.
Okay.
That's way further out than the... the what is that called? The Rosemont Horizon? Yeah. The Allstate Arena.
Yeah.
That's way further out. TNA used to run shows out of there.
Where is it?
Hoffman Estates.
Okay. I've been.
Yeah.
I think I saw Bellator there. Or no, Strikeforce.
Yeah.
Strikeforce.
That sounds really familiar, actually.
Strikeforce. All right, Jesus. Let's bring this bitch to a close.
Yeah, close her up, man.
Lock it up. Put the dildos away just in case anyone walks in.
Put a bow on it.
Yeah, put a bow on it.
Ride off into the sunset.
I'm a red and yellow Harley, brother. Any finishing thoughts? Oju, thanks a lot for coming.
Thanks for having me, man. It's always fun to come on here and talk some wrestling.
Some wrestling. Some WWE. I love you, brother.
Love you more.
Happy Mother's Day to you and your mom.
Oh, thanks, man. Happy Mother's Day to you and your moms.
Thanks, brother.
And all the mothers out there, if y'all listening.
And the mama's mamas. And the baby's mama's mama. peace out, guys. I love all you bitches and you fucking cocksuckers. And thanks for tuning in. I'll catch you guys next time. Peace.